I'm Miranda Esmond-White. I am the creator of Eccentric. Mm-hmm. I've written quite a few books. They're scientifically based books on my concept of exercising, which is quite different from what most people do. I think there's a change happening in the world now, which I'm excited about, where other fitness modalities are taking on the same concepts. And now I have no idea whether they're using my ideas or whether they're just using their own.
I was going to add that I think they are imitating you, because I definitely notice that this is a trend toward more, I don't know, gentler movements than Gold's Gym, certainly.
Right, right. I think that it was inevitable, or it is inevitable. It's a slow, to me, Eccentrics is part of the change that's happening in the world. It's a gentler program. Fitness is always been a bit barbaric, the concept of fitness and gladiator style, where we admire people pushing themselves to the ends of their limit, where, you know, they're throwing up, they're working so hard, and their bodies, like in CrossFit, you know, they're literally, their kidneys are closing down because they can't process all the toxins that are coming at them so fast. So this is what we've admired for centuries, and it's very male dominated. But the human body can't withstand that. And that's something that I kind of started realizing in my 40s. So I'm previously a ballerina with the National Ballet of Canada. And then I broke my foot and tried out a few careers and finally opened my own dance and fitness center. And so I was teaching ballet, and I had lots of teachers working for me, hundreds and hundreds of students. It was a big studio, and aerobics. I taught a ton of aerobics. Sort of Jane Fonda was my heroine.
Yes.
I loved Jane Fonda. And it was very hard on the joints. So ballet is very hard on the body, and so is aerobics. Yes. So these are all hard on your body. And there had been at this point, I'm 72 right now. So right up until, I remember at some point in my life.
Yes.
They were talking about aging, and there was some research being done on why did people age. And I remember at the time thinking, that's the nuttiest thing in the world to be researching. You know, everybody ages. Like, it didn't make sense to me. You know, like, of course you're going to age because of time. Uh-huh. And it never occurred to me that there was reasons why we aged, and not the chronological part. That we can't escape, but actually what's going on with the human body to understand aging. And once I got into science, which was in my 40s, after I created Eccentric, so I created it first, I suffered from chronic back pain. I mean, the really bad kind of back pain. I had three slipped discs, bulging
discs.
Oh my. I was in bed, paralyzed for weeks on end. I mean, it was just awful. And running a dance and fitness center, somehow, you know, your life has to go on. You have to pay the bills. So I just kept on going. I had a chiropractor who I visited 3 times a week. And that was the best. I tried everything else, and we ended up with a chiropractor that could keep me standing, basically, you know, not in bed. So that went on for years. And then at some point, I realized I was aging, you know, like I was in my late 40s, probably around 47. I don't remember it. And I realized that, you know, people were coming into my studio in their 50s, their early 50s and late 40s, and they were having trouble getting on the floor to do floor exercise. And they couldn't get on and off chairs. They needed people to help them get in and out of their cars. And I was saying, oh boy, I'm in my late 40s. Is that going to be me? Am I going to be, you know, aging? Is that what happens when you age? Because I just assumed that that's what happened when you age. I thought, well, I better create a program that I could do for longer. And my students, their bodies were feeling pretty beat up too. And I'd had the same students for decades. I started my school when I was 30. I opened it. So a lot of the students had followed me all these years. You know?
Wow.
So this was 15, 16, 17 years later, and we were all kind of feeling the pain of aerobics.
That's a testament to you that you were able to keep those students, those clients, all those years. So bravo.
Oh, well, thank you. We had fun. Everybody felt good. And then everybody started not feeling so good. So I created this program using some of the, I studied Tai Chi. So using Tai Chi and using some of the moves that the chiropractor, I was feeling they were doing on my back, the pelvic tilts, which are a lot like Martha Graham. I studied Martha Graham a lot like, because in the National Ballet, you study everything. So I put a lot of Martha Graham stuff in the program, that the spine things. And that really, that got rid of my back pain. So my program healed my back pain. So that was really the beginning of classical stretch and eccentrics, because I thought I had created the cure for back pain. Then I discovered that you don't cure it. It's a condition. It's not a disease. You don't cure a condition. You stabilize it so that it seems to be gone. But I had some x-rays done of my back recently, and I've got a mess of arthritis in my lower back, but zero pain. I'm fully mobile. So it's interesting that you can have, you can still have all the mechanical looking problems, but you can fix them with your muscles and your connective tissue and rebalance everything. So there's no pain, you know, because the objective is not to be in pain.
Yes, yes.
And to be able to move and to be fully mobile. The objective is to be fully mobile and not in pain.
You are incredibly graceful also. I mean, your ballerina past sort of imbues your present, because I can't believe, number one, you're 72, but also you're so, with your movements, they're not harsh and they are so fluid and graceful that I can see the ballet even in some of your students who I know don't have the same kind of past. So when I'm seeing these videos, it's incredible.
Most of our teachers, like we have over 3,000 instructors worldwide now, and most of them are not dancers. They were coming from sport. A lot of them were like retired women who were, we've got judges and lawyers and doctors and mothers, librarians, all different, nurses, you name it, all different people coming not from a dance background, but because we're working on the full body. So that's the connective tissue, the bones, and the muscle. So the bones are the joints. And the joints, we have 360 joints. And once you move them, you start bending your joints, because people are so, they don't have full range of motion. We're not trained properly in that. And that's what we need, full range of motion of every joint. So shoulder joints, finger joints, elbow joints. And once you start bending your joints, and really bending them and straightening them, you start looking like a ballet dancer. So we've got all these teachers who are like basketball players or done all kinds of sports are looking so elegant. And the male teachers, you know, one of them is like tattooed from head to toe, and he is so elegant, you know, because when you move your joints, you look elegant. It's the nature of the human body. When you push and everything bends and stretches slowly, that's not dance. That's the beauty of the human body, you know, moving in its creation, in its natural way. It feels good. It feels very good. When our joints are all moving, we feel so good. Slipping and sliding, it's lovely.
Was that your idea, aging backwards? That is beautiful. I mean, who wouldn't want to find out how to age backwards?
I'm writing a book right now, and it's called The Movement Miracle, because movement properly done is a miracle. It is an actual miracle. What you can do with your body when you move everything, it's like crazy how your body then rejuvenates itself. So it's all about posture and health, and that's the new book.
It is exciting. I'll be sure to snap that one up. Obesity is a big problem, and your exercise methods, your regimen, doesn't exactly address that, but talk about that, how people can get their weight under control and still engage in those wonderful exercises that you show.
Well, the first thing, you know, obesity is so, it's such a tragedy, really, and it's part of what my new book is about, is how did this happen to us? Obesity, dementia, diabetes, all these things, they weren't prevalent before World War II. When did this become a real issue? Lack of moving is part of the problem, is cars, buses, sitting at computers, TV, cell phones, you know, everything that stops us from moving. So sitting, we sit, and sitting is, there was a doctor in England who came up with sitting is the new smoking. We interviewed him, and he's in our new TV show. Sitting is worse for your health than smoking. It causes more actual diseases. It's darn right scary. So obesity is in this whole family. It's the food, breathing, the lack of movement. So when you don't move, your muscles weaken, the mitochondria aren't actively burning sufficient calories. So you have to move in order to help burn the calories, but also the calories that a lot of people are eating are empty.
Yes.
So they're starving. Obesity is about food, but it's also about lack of movement. So what we're doing is easy movement. And, you know, when people have trouble moving, you have to be very careful when you have trouble moving and when your body's out of shape. You can't just suddenly go to a gym and start exercising like a maniac,
right,
the way a lot of coaches and people in gyms want you to, thinking that, okay, you just have to get motivated, but you could actually damage your body by working too hard. You have to go very, very slowly and very, very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been very obsessed with eccentrics and classical stretch because I know how good they are for you. But I am more, and I don't want to age because I really want to get the word out.
Yes.
I really, really, really want more people to do this program because it's so good for them and it's so good for their health. And once you start exercising gently and then everything comes back, well, your emotional and your mental health are improved because you're feeling better. Your body is able to feed you the way it wants to feed you, it wants to give you energy, it wants to move, it wants to help you move, not in pain. It wants you to feel the way you felt when you were 30 or 40 or whatever, when you felt really good. You know, that can come back. That doesn't have to go away because we age. That's what I realized when I was researching aging, is that we don't have to age. We can basically stay still, like in the blue zone. They don't age. The people in the blue zone, there are changes that happen to the cells over the chronological years, but they're so minuscule that it doesn't interfere with your life at all. So you don't really feel. Maybe you have wrinkles, it shows, but your actual activity levels, your pain levels, you know, all that, not there at all. You just feel
right.
Great.
Right.
And then you die a healthy old age of 100, 110, 115. You die at what they call a healthy death. But what's happening to most of us is that starting around 40, people start to be in pain, chronic pain,
yeah,
and it doesn't go away. There's no surgery. There's no pills. People shouldn't turn to pills or surgery for mechanical issues. And there are no exercise programs that really keep you from getting injured. There are, and I should say that with caveat, because I'm noticing that there are some amazing new instructors coming up. I don't know whether they're just coming up or whether they're copying me or whatever, but you have to do full body. You can't do partly the body because you're going to unbalance the body. And when you unbalance the body, you're going to lead to an injury. And this is where yoga and Pilates, I love Pilates, and I've met a lot of Joseph Pilates' initial instructors in New York.
Uh-huh.
There were a whole bunch of them that came to
yes.
a training,
mm-hmm.
and they told me that they were sure Joseph Pilates and I would have become really good friends. But he didn't trademark his program, and he didn't protect it. So there's no quality control. There's injuries from yoga. There's a whole physiotherapy department in the world created for the injuries from yoga. You know, shoulder pain, back pain, elbow, you know, carpal tunnel. This is a fitness program. It's a gentle stretch program, supposedly, and it's injuring people. So that's wrong.
I liked your eccentrics because it seemed to me that you weren't no pain, no gain. You went up until there was pain and then you backed off, right? You certainly don't work through the pain. That doesn't make any sense anyway.
It's nuts. You know, and I used to say that, no pain, no gain. That's what I'd say to my students because I believed that. Then I realized pain is a message. It's a message telling us that there's something broken, there's something wrong. So I realized, why would we be irritating to something that's wrong? It's like scratching a scab. You know, it'll never heal. You have to not go into pain. When you're in pain, which most people are, they're in pain, but they don't know how to exercise. Their knees are hurting, their shoulders are hurting, something's hurting. But when you go up to the edge of pain and then stop there, that's your limit, then your body won't go into protection mode because it'll realize that you're protecting it. So therefore, it'll let you actually strengthen faster because you're going to strengthen absolutely everything. You're going to stretch and strengthen everything before the pain. And then the surprise is that the next time you work, you'll find you can go further because the pain level has moved until eventually it goes away. But you have to let your body heal. The body wants to heal. It's created to heal. That's the beauty of the human body. It's a self-healing machine. We heal from the flu. We heal from a cut. It's self-healing. The body knows how to heal itself. But if we don't let it heal, it won't.
What a lovely concept, too, when you really think about it. You can heal yourself. Yeah. It's just wonderful. I love your DVDs and everything, but I like the camaraderie also of classes.
So we have eccentrics.com. We've got a big staff who answer the chat. So if you're looking for a class, you can either somewhere on the eccentrics.com, E-S-S-E-N-T-R-I-C-S, so eccentrics.com. Right. On the website, there will be find a class. They're all over the world. We have teachers everywhere. We have them all over the States and Canada, and even all around the world we have instructors now. So hopefully there's a teacher near you. And if there isn't, you can take a private class on Zoom.
Nice.
There's master trainers who do private, and they're great because we've got that wonderful streaming site with 400 workouts and live classes all the time. And lots and lots of different instructors, so you can choose the classes you want. Like, you want something for hip pain or knee pain or back pain or toning your waist or toning your butt. They're all there under the workouts. You know, so that's on the streaming. And then you might want a private to help you ease your way into the program. They're only 20, 22 minutes, most of the workouts, and they're very gentle. If you work like a rag doll, if you're a beginner, work like a rag doll. Don't work hard, and your body will slowly, it'll know when to start working more because it automatically will. But start relaxed and don't push. It's amazing. I broke my knee 2 years ago in two places, the cartilage.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I mean, I healed so fast. I can run and jump and, you know, it's like I know what to do. Oh, my book.
Yes.
I don't know whether you've read
yes.
They explain the science. That motivated me. When I started working with scientists and learning the science, then I understood, okay, this can work. I can stay young. Yeah. I realized it works because it's scientifically there. The facts are there, how the body works. We can destroy our body or we can keep it really healthy. Nothing mysterious. My program is not anything mysterious. It's very scientific, but gentle and flowing. It looks very fluid and flowing, but actually that's all part of the science.
I think it's more mysterious because it's in quotes simple. I mean, it isn't this involved process that you have to figure out. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Well, you know, but you know, when I was a ballerina, so I'm doing Swan Lakes and Romeo and Juliet and, you know, dancing in theaters around the world, I could do the fancy stuff, but most people aren't. That's not their background. So I wanted to create a program that anybody could do the first time they did it. So I didn't want to make it fancy. I made it as simple as I could so that people felt they didn't feel silly. I didn't want anyone, men or women or anyone, to feel silly. A lot of people feel uncoordinated and they can't dance. So I made this program so simple to follow deliberately because I thought I don't need to impress anybody with what I can do. That's not the purpose of this exercise. The purpose is for people to move, just move.
And, you know, another thing I like about your videos is the people are not all extremely well-toned hunks or hunkettes. They are regular people. Some of them have a few miles on them, that's okay. They all look pretty good. They all look graceful.
I know.
And it's incredible. And it gives you a hope, I think.
Well, the people who are on the videos, they're just ordinary people. They come to our retreats and then we film them. So they've been doing it on TV. They're from all around the world. They're the perfect people to interview because they never met me before coming to these retreats. They're just doing the DVDs or on TV or whatever. And you could see it's men and women. They're not models. And a lot of people think it's not for them. And then they start it, and it's shocking how good it feels just to move a little bit. It's so simple. And it's like I have got so much energy. I can do anything. I can hike, garden, whatever I want to do. But really all I do is 20 minutes of this every day to keep me in shape so that when I feel like doing something more active, I can. Wow. But I did not believe that this program is how silly it is. So I created it first and then I learned about it after. I had to go backwards. But I was getting all this fan mail from people telling me their lives were changing. They sent me their medical reports saying that they'd grown a half an inch and their pain was gone and all these things. That I thought it was all in people's heads when I first started the program and got the fan mail saying this. And then it just seemed too good to be true that something so easy could give such profound benefits. But anyway, now I know it's true because I know the science behind it. It's really so easy. You know, you think you have to beat yourself up.
Yeah.
But you don't. To be in shape, you don't have to beat yourself up. That's not what the body needs, wants, or is designed for. The body is designed to be loved.
Human beings are
designed for love, and the body is designed to be loved. It's not designed to be hated. It's designed to be loved and treated with respect and grace and gratitude, and it functions phenomenally when we do that. That's kind of what this program does, strangely enough, you know. You know, when people are happy, they look younger and they're healthier. And the body is the same. It's no different. If we treat it nicely, it somehow gets strong and flexible, and it's good shape and healthy.
Well, you are so inspirational, and I've taken up so much of your time, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad you,
well, you.
spent the time talking to me today. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to see if I can get in a class near here.
We have, as I said, 3,000 instructors, but when you think that there are hundreds of thousands of yoga instructors, we have almost no instructors.
Yeah.
You need an instructor who you can get to, or else find someone on Zoom. And you can do that through our company. Slowly we're growing, and you could become an instructor if you wanted.
Wow, that would be fantastic.
A lot of people do it in their retirement.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. We've got lots and lots of retired people who do it as their retirement job because it keeps you in shape.
Yeah.
You have to be there to teach someone, and then you know more about your body.
So you're retired, and you're retiring anytime soon.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm filming the next series.
Oh, my
starting
goodness.
Starting to film it next Monday.
Wow.
Filming a new pledge for PBS, writing two books.
Excellent.
I'm not retiring.
Really appreciate you taking the time. And you are wonderful, as I knew you would be. You're so poised and graceful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.